Warner Brothers Home Entertainment. 17-year-old brown-eyed brunette Kat narrates, imagining herself singing and dancing inside a snow globe.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who loved Christmas. I mean, what's not to love? Opening presents with her amazing family, kissing her totally hot boyfriend under the mistletoe. But the tinsel on the tree? She was an insanely talented songwriter. Her music videos had over a billion views, and her newest Christmas single was just about to drop.
Can't believe what I'm seeing. There's magic all around. Bright lights, wide eyes, snow falling to the ground.
Blue Ribbon Content presents a Dylan Sellers production, title A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish.
Presents were wrapped in bows too tight, wondering if I've been naughty or nice. Something about the holidays got me feeling so great. It's gonna be the best Christmas with you.
Backup dancers join her. They have a snowball fight, then dance in Christmas onesies.
Family, big tree, and we're all gathered around. Christmas, carols, baby, I love.
Starring Laura Morano, Greg Sulkin, Isabella Gomez, Lillian Doucette-Roche, Chanel Peloso, and Joanna Newmarsh. Music by Jake Monaco, written and directed by Michelle Johnston, based on characters created by Lee Dunlap. Dance in a candy wonderland. Then Kat snaps to reality, waiting outside a store on a city street.
Yes, this girl had the perfect life. Her future was filled with possibilities.
Stepmother.
Grab my balls!
That girl isn't me.
Grab my balls! My Christmas balls!
Oh, sorry.
Kat, quit daydreaming and do something. Take these.
And these.
Stepsisters.
You guys know I'm not your servant, right?
You kind of are.
Well, I need to get going. I'm supposed to be in work in 20 minutes.
Fine. But I need to get a Starbucks first.
Two fashionable girls trail behind a trio of well-dressed boys.
She wants you, Dominic. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, you should go for her. Dude, Skylar's not really my type.
Skylar's everybody's type.
She's more into her Insta followers than a relationship.
Yeah. Who's talking relationship?
We're just gonna pop in here for a sec.
Skylar and her friend head into a shop.
All right, I'm late. I gotta get to work.
Man, you act like your dad makes you work, but you secretly like it.
It's
like you want to be a poor person.
You know, a job probably won't kill you, Jackson.
Probably not, but why take the chance?
Kat, where's the car? You have one job.
Sorry.
You're dragging the bags. Use those little spaghetti arms and raise them up.
Is it a sale?
It's Dominic Wintergarden.
He's like a Kardashian, but even classy.
I need to get him in my vlog. Take this. Move out of my way.
Take this and get out of my way.
The stepsisters shove packages and drinks at Kat. She falls on her back and gets splattered with a creamy mess.
The joy of kindness walked right into this humiliating situation.
Stepsister Joy makes a video of Kat.
I order the decaf.
Dominic stands over her.
I'm so sorry.
Some clumsy girl threw her Starbucks all over the gorgeous Dominic Wintergarden.
You okay? You hurt yourself?
No.
With light brown hair and eyes, Dominic smiles warmly and gazes into Kat's eyes as he removes a straw from her matted, foam-covered hair.
What a gentleman!
Joy continues her vlog.
Dominic gets top place this week at Joy of Kindness.
Skylar.
Perfect! What happened? Oh my god, you totally ruined his shoes!
Oh, no, I'm fine.
It's not fine. I'm so sorry. I can replace them.
They don't sell couture at Nordstrom Rack, sweetie. Come on.
I'm so sorry.
Wait on, Dominic.
And this hot mess gets the Loser of the Week award.
At Santaland, a young brunette woman dressed as an elf writes 6 days till Christmas on a sign. Then she assists a junior elf with his costume.
I can help you with your ears. I know how to do all that stuff. Yeah, they look so cute.
The boss.
Hot Chip the Dancing Elf. You want to be Chip the Fired Elf? Get to work. Get to work. Thank you. Move. Where is she?
She is going to be here, Mr. Mujisa. Just relax.
You relax, Ada. I got a line of pissed off toddlers waiting for Santa and his elves. I don't have
Mommy.
A show if I don't have a star.
She's fashionably late.
You funny. Oh,
I'm so sorry, Mr. Mujisa. I know I'm late.
You're late. We have two rules here, Kat. First rule, don't be late. Other rule, most important rule.
All performers in costume at all times equals magic.
Yes, I know, it's a stupid rule, but you like money? You want to keep your job as an elf? Get to work. Move. Yes. Go, both of y'all.
In the staff room with Isla, Kat wears a strawberry blonde wig and pointed ears with her elf costume. Dressing as Santa, Dominic is disguised by a white wig and beard.
Hey, are you the new Santa?
Hey, yeah, I just started. I'm Nick.
Like Saint Nick. Cute.
He struggles, stuffing his red suit with a pillow.
You look like you're having a little trouble there.
Serious question. Does this suit make me look fat?
That's funny. Y'all having a good time. That's a group of friends. Do you want me to report you to Mr. Wintergarden? Get out there and do your show! Santa, pillow, hat, get jolly!
You get Santa pulled together and I will start one of our numbers.
Wasting my time.
We're going, breathe!
What's wrong with you people?
Sorry. I'm obviously not a professional.
No, Rez. I obviously am. I'm Kat, by the way.
Hey, have we met before?
It's kind of hard to tell with the...
She strokes an imaginary beard.
You're right. So, Kat, you're one of the Santa Land singers?
Yeah, when I'm not selling out arenas, I sing here. But I write the music, so that's a bonus.
Oh, nice. You're a songwriter. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm huge with the 4 to 6-year-olds.
His pillow falls out.
Okay, that's it. Give me this. Yeah, Santa's been on a cleanse. That is way better. Yeah, you fell out the suit quite nicely. I mean, you know, without the pillows. I mean, so you're ready to go.
They stroll past other costumed workers in the Santaland village. Without his belly pillow, Dominic makes a tall, slender Santa.
No, I think you'll really like it. Yeah, it's cheesy, but it's good.
Isla performs on an outdoor stage with two male elf dancers.
Christmas Eve, all the lights are out. I can't sleep, cause Santa's coming to town. Toys and treats, can't wait to see what we got. My wish list, did it come true or not? Toys, 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 I can't wait. Toys, 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 for Christmas Day. Toys, 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 Santa's coming to town. Toys, 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 so let's scream and shout.
Kat sings on stage.
Christmas Eve. Cause Santa's coming to town. Toys and treats, can't wait to see what we got. My wish list, did it come true or not?
Toys, toys,
I can't wait, no, I can't wait. Oh,
Christmas
toys, 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 I can't wait for Christmas Day.
Standing amid the audience, Dominic gazes at Kat, smiles, and moves with the music.
Christmas Eve, all the lights are out. I can't sleep, cause Santa's coming to town. Toys and treats, can't wait to see what we got. My wish list, did it come true or not? Toys, 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 I can't wait. Toys, 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 for Christmas Day. Toys, 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 Santa's coming to town. Toys, 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 so let's scream and shout.
Back in the staff room, Isla divvies up money from a tip jar.
56, 57, 58. Not a bad haul.
Yeah, at this rate, I can afford an apartment when I'm 40.
So, the new Santa?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sure you don't.
Come on. I have to tell you about the super fun, mortifying adventure with my steps today.
Yeah. And you're sure it was Dominic Wintergarden?
Oh, 100%. He was... surrounded by all his rich friends. Oh, his girlfriend insulted my shoes.
I like your shoes.
Yeah, it was like a scene from a horror movie. Oh, yeah. Everyone was laughing and staring at me.
And the steps did nothing.
Oh, no, they did something. Joy took a video of it and put it on her blog.
Isla posts their holiday gram flyer on a footbridge at the Santaland entrance.
If I ever saw him again, I would die.
I mean, that's kind of unlikely because we run in different circles.
Yeah.
But you know who does run in our circle? sexy Santa.
Ayla.
I'm just saying, I wonder if Mr. Mujisa has rules where elves can't hook up with Mr. Claus.
He hasn't even seen me without my elf face.
But your elf face is so cute.
Okay, it's not happening.
I'm just saying he looked really into it today. You sounded amazing, and the song was so good.
Yeah, well, I liked it better watching you do it.
Why are you so scared? You are so talented, Kat. If I had half your voice, I would be a star.
If I had half your self-confidence, I'd rule the world.
Evening in the living room of the Steps upscale house. Deirdre drinks wine while her daughters address cards.
No, Grace, the stamp is upside down.
Stamps go in the corner. I've seen Mayo Mom.
Yes, but the actual stamp is upside down. Details matter. You don't want people thinking you're simple.
Oh, my hand, it's killing me.
My tongue is dry.
Sorry, I'm late. The line was around the corner tonight.
How dare you just waltz in here after a night out on the town?
I've been working.
Tomato, tomato. While you were off in your fantasy world of being Debbie Gibson.
I don't know who that is.
The point is, these girls were here doing your work. And poor Joy is suffering from carpal tunnel. And Grace...
The tongue is so dry.
A stamp sticks to her tongue.
Oh, Bruno. That's my boy. Hi.
That mangy, flea-bitten wheelbarrow dog peed in the corner.
Well, did anybody take him out?
She pets a brown French bulldog, his hindquarters in a wheeled cart.
Well, I'll clean it up.
Of course you will. You'll also do the dishes, the floors, the laundry. You have to hand wash my Spanx.
I'll get the hair clog out of my shower.
You need to Febreze all my shoes.
And address all those cards. We have to get them out first thing.
What are those for?
We've been here for months now and haven't received a single invitation to anything. I'm sending those out to all the affluent...
And rich.
...families of the city.
With single sons for
us. Don't tell her.
All right, well... Just let me take Bruno out, and then I'll be back to do my chores.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Kat reluctantly hands over her tip money.
We all have to contribute. That dog eats his weight in kibble.
Remind me how we're all contributing again?
You are so ungrateful.
How am I ungrateful? I work 6 hours a day at Santa Land.
Santa Land.
I do holiday singing grams every night.
Quit bragging.
I'm not bragging. I just would like to keep some of my tip money since you won't give me any of the money my dad left me.
He gave it to me to use as I see fit until you turn 18, and I don't see fit otherwise.
Why?
How dare you? Your father left me a widow.
He left you everything.
Watch your mouth. You know anything can happen in 4 months.
Voluptuous, fake redhead, Deirdre locks eyes with Kat, while tall, slender, auburn-haired Joy glares at her.
Come on, Bruno.
Kat wears a kerchief and rubber gloves while washing pots in a kitchen littered with wine bottles. She hangs lingerie in a clothesline, then spritzes shoes.
Now it's that time of year when magic's in the air. There's so many smiley faces, love is everywhere. You can hear those carol sounds from outside your front door. That's when you know it's almost Christmas.
She pulls a long, mass of hair from a shower drain, then finishes addressing a stack of envelopes. Bruno growls at a Christmas card photo showing the Steps posed like celebrities and Kat out of frame.
Yeah, I agree.
Kat sets down the photo card, straightens the stack of envelopes, and sets it aside. She picks up a snow globe and shakes it. Inside, snowflakes drift around a unique, curved ribbon of sculpted bronze.
You, Dad.
She plunks out a tune on a small electric keyboard, then admires the snow globe as she sings.
It's that time of year again, time that I don't understand. Wishing I wasn't afraid. Come so close. What's this holiday about? All this time I've been hiding out, wondering if I'll ever know. Tell me now, cause I don't understand. Help me out, cause I don't get it yet. This isn't how it's supposed to.
She hugs a framed family photo.
I wanna know what Christmas really means. All the love and joy I wanna see. Cause it's always lost on me.
Deirdre opens the door and glares, a makeup mask covering her jaw. Daytime at the ultra-modern Winter Garden Estate Mansion. Dominic's father is swimming in an indoor pool. He finishes a lap, gets out, and dries off.
Hey, Dad. What's up?
Oh, hey, Nick. You going into work today? Family tradition, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm going in this afternoon.
Oh, good, good.
Hey, Dad, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Dad answers his phone.
Well, I had an idea for this year's gala.
Uh-huh. Give me a sec.
You know, like with the entertainment, I've been working on something.
Yeah. I gotta take this. Hello. Yeah.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Nick. Tell me what you had in your mind.
No. Do your thing. It's all good. See you, Dad.
Dominic leaves and Dad takes his call.
I'm here.
The Steps house.
Oh my god! I got over 10,000 views on my Starbucks Girl vlog. At least Kat is good for something.
She needs to get a life.
Right?
Girls! The Winter Gardens just announced their Christmas gala.
She holds a cocktail and a laptop.
It's an animal charity. Huh, what a waste of perfectly good money. Dominic's dad? God, he's so crazy rich. He owns like half the hotels in the city. Do you think Dominic has seen my vlog? Hotels, restaurants. He even owns that Santa Land Kat works at.
Santa Land.
Who cares? We're not invited. His wife died last year, leaving your Dominic without a mommy. I think he'd be delighted to meet a widow as fit and available as myself.
Ew, gross, Mom.
And Dominic will be there.
I have to get into that party.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But how?
That's what I'm trying to ask you.
No.
Dad was his total bestie.
What?
Who?
Dad?
Who?
What? Dad.
Are you talking about Kat's father?
That's what I said. Dad. It's in all Kat's photo books.
Lou, get out of my way, Mom.
Deirdre and Joy dash into Kat's room and rummage through photo albums and notebooks. Full-figured Grace meanders in absently, wearing cat ears in her mousy brown hair.
Kilimanjaro 2002 Winter Garden and Decker.
North Pole 2005 Terry Winter Garden and Jason Decker.
All these stupid trips he took before we met. Taking care of wildebeest or one-legged flamingos or something. Maybe it will finally pay off.
What are we looking for?
Anything that will get us into that party.
What is this garbage? I won't be fake, I will not break. I'll be the change you need them strength.
She sounds like a psycho.
She think anybody cares about her stupid songs? Oh, and then there's this silly little thing. She's always looking at it like it's going to start talking to her. I have no friends.
They examine the snow globe.
North Pole 2005. Winter Garden was on this trip. Oh, this is good. This is good.
What do you do with it?
What you do with it doesn't matter. It's what it does for us.
Yeah.
Joy?
Yeah.
Hide this in your room. Keep looking. Keep looking.
In the living room, Deirdre types an email.
My dear Mr. Wintergarten, it is with great sadness I must inform you of my beloved husband Jason Decker's death. The photos from your journeys together to the Antarctic icebergs and the misty Tanzawa ranges in Japan made me feel such a connection
was
to you.
Was Jason in India with Wintergarden? Let's find out.
He considered you family, and so shall I.
Let's work on the Antarctic, the light hitting the icebergs.
They create a website.
We relocated here this year, and it would be our privilege to meet with you to honor the memory of Jason. Our family is generally free this holiday season, reserving the daylight hours to attend to the needs of sick and homeless shelter animals.
Joy eats ribs watching a lion kill a lamb on TV.
With fond regards, Deirdre Decker.
Kat arrives.
I've got the groceries. Those are my books. Why is my stuff out?
That's what I want to know.
I think the dog did it.
Clean it up. Oh, and you're trending, Starbucks girl.
Kat getting splattered.
You can thank me now.
Okay, you need to take that down. Deirdre, she's ruining my life.
You're lucky to be part of her artistic vision.
Deirdre dips a cheesy in her cocktail.
Well, I have to get to work. Oh, the dog also pooped in the corner. I'll take care of it. I already did. Thank you, Grace. I put it on your bed.
Oh.
Kat runs up to her bedroom while the others lounge around, Deirdre surfing the TV with a remote control.
My snow globe is missing. What, has anyone seen it?
Joy covers Grace's mouth.
Oh,
No idea.
No idea.
Well, could you guys please help me look for it? It's really important to me.
And it's important to me that you stop yammering and go to work so I can binge-watch The Housewives of Manhattan Beach.
At Santaland, Isla changes the sign to read 5 days till Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas. And off you go.
A little girl gets down from Santa Nick's lap. Cat stands beside his red throne.
Hey, you okay?
Oh, yeah. It's nothing.
He gazes at her.
Hey, you're really good with them.
I like kids. Comes pretty natural to me.
Makes me think of my parents.
Oh, yeah? Where are they?
Oh, my mom died when I was 8, and my dad died a couple years ago.
I am so sorry.
I kind of suck at Jolly and Mary.
Well, why don't you come and sit on Santa's lap and tell me what you want for Christmas, little elf?
That is so incredibly creepy.
Too much?
A little bit.
But, for real, what's your Christmas wish, Kat?
Oh, it's not possible. It's not even a wish, really. It's more like a unlikely dream.
Tell me.
I want to write and sing songs. Like, not for Santa Land, but for movies and Broadway shows. I want to sell out arenas. Oh, my God. That sounded so cringy. I'm so sorry.
Why? If you can write as well as you can sing, what's holding you back?
My dad used to say, if I could dream it, I could be it. I used to believe that. I know, that sounds so cheesy. Oh my God, can we stop talking about me? It's your turn.
Oh, definitely not happening, no
way.
Whoa,
you are the biggest jerk, come on.
I have a couple bands.
Why are we whispering?
Because I don't want my dad to hear.
Is your dad Mr. Mujiza?
No, I want to keep it on the DL.
Okay, you sing in a couple of bands, that's cool.
No, I manage them. Have you heard of Trash File?
Maybe.
DJ Sock Puppet?
Oh, yeah. Wait, they're you?
Yeah, well, that's my... Oh, it's a lot on that list, huh? Okay, smile for the camera.
A boy sits on Santa's knee.
And off you go.
Yeah, that's my band.
That's awesome. Why would you keep that from your dad?
I don't know. I like music. And I'm good at it.
I just don't think it's what my dad had in mind for me.
I don't know. I'm just afraid I'll disappoint him.
Oh, I think your dad would be proud of you.
Thanks. I think your dad would be too.
Deirdre answers her front door eating snack food, her face slathered in green cream.
What?
Oh, sorry to bother you.
Not interested.
I'm here on behalf of Mr. Wintergarden.
Wintergarden's personal assistant wears glasses, a sweater, and tie.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm perfectly fine. Please come in. Come in. Can I offer you a refreshment? Some coffee? Something stronger?
No, I'm working.
You were saying Mr. Wintergarden sent you.
Yes, I'm looking for the lady of the house.
You found her.
Bruno wheels over.
Wonderful.
Oh, ignore him. He showed up years ago and we can't get rid of him.
You know, the Wintergardens are all about helping out special animals like this.
And he can't get rid of us. We absolutely adore him. Don't take it personally. He's nervous around strangers.
Bruno licks the assistant.
Came right up to me.
So, you were saying...
Yes, it is my privilege to present to Mrs. Jason Decker. That is you, yes?
In the flesh.
She removes two robes, revealing lingerie.
And his daughter, Catherine Decker, two invitations to the annual Winter Garden Christmas Eve gala, just 5 days away, and a personal letter to you and Catherine from Mr. Wintergarden.
He remembers Catherine then.
When he was reading your email, his eyes lit up like it was Christmas morning.
Did they?
They did. And in the true spirit of the season.
Yes, yes, true spirit. That's wonderful. There's just the teensiest misunderstanding. You see, I have two daughters, and it wouldn't be Christmas if I had to leave the younger one here, alone.
Just have the one daughter here.
It's just my youngest daughter is special.
Children are gifts.
Aren't they, though? It's just this one is special, like the dog. And it is a charity. A Christmas charity.
She holds out her hand. He looks at it with disdain, then reluctantly hands over another invitation. She ushers him out the door.
Well, it has been such a pleasure. I am so looking forward to helping the hippos and all that.
On a residential street.
Hot Santa is so into you.
No, he's not.
I think you're into him.
I am not.
I saw you guys today. You were like laser beams on each other.
It's not like that. He's just a good listener. We started talking about my dad and how he used to tell me.
If you could dream it, you could be it.
Yeah. Oh, right there. Here now. Just when we were talking today, he made me feel like there could be something more for me.
There will be, Kat. You are extraordinary. You just don't know it yet. But you know who knows it? Hot Santa.
Why are you so weird?
He knows it and he wants to get it.
No, he doesn't.
And you want to get it too. You want some of that hot, sexy Santa.
The door opens.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yeah, have a good one.
At home, Dominic wraps up a call.
Dude, what? I just booked DJ Sock Puppet.
Noah.
No, that is crazy, man! Congrats, that is sick!
Thanks. Yeah, things are, really great right now.
What's going on with you? You got that goofy smile on your face.
No, it's nothing.
Oh, it's a girl, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It could be out.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Ooh.
No. It is not like that. It's just, dude, she's easy to talk to, and she made me look at things a little differently.
Oh, Dom is in love.
No, he's not.
No, of course he isn't.
Of course he is, man. Look at your face.
Yo, I want to meet your boo. Wait, does she have a sister?
It's not fair.
The steps.
It is never, ever fair.
Calm down, darling.
Why does Kat get to go? She doesn't even know about the gala.
It's pronounced gala.
What?
I've been working on my upper-class accent.
I didn't even get to work on an accent.
There's no accent. Pull it together.
I am way better than Kat. Dominic would never go for nothing like her. I'm perfect for him. He doesn't even know Kat. It's like...
You're right. Wintergarten hasn't seen her since she was 4 years old. Who's to say Kat hasn't finally blossomed? Joy, you will be the new and improved Catherine.
Why can't I be the new and improved Catherine?
Please. And if there's any question, you can just show him the lovely snow globe your daddy gave you.
Joy's face lights up with realization.
Not a word of this.
I shan't say a word.
Mom, she stole my accent!
There's no accent. Girls, I'm finally starting to feel the Christmas spirit.
Bruno whimpers. Kat and Isla perform another holiday gram.
We joyous all together. La 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 la.
A distracted family shuts the door on them.
That went pretty well.
Please tell me we're done for the night.
We're done for the night.
Deirdre tops a fake Christmas tree with a squirrel angel, then Kat arrives home with a large paper bag.
It's not the holidays without Chinese food. Oh, hi. You, decorated without me.
Merry Christmas, Catherine. Joy, no carbs for you. You'll get fat.
Grace grabs the bag and runs off. Deirdre conceals a stash of new cleaning supplies.
No peeking. I haven't wrapped your gift yet. Feel free to eat with us tonight. It is almost Christmas.
She gives an exaggerated smile, then walks away.
Long day. Just save an egg roll for me.
Kat sits on her bedroom floor with the keyboard on her lap. Bruno watches her.
Where's my snow globe, Bruno? Where is it?
He trots off, wheels in tow.
Bruno?
She follows him.
Bruno, you go outside? Bruno, where are you going, buddy? Bruno.
He leads her to Joy's bedroom, where he sniffs under the bed.
What's under there, Bruno?
What are you doing snooping in my room?
Sorry. Bruno led me in here.
And if Bruno led you into oncoming traffic, would you follow him there, too?
Fingers crossed.
I said I was sorry.
Don't do it again.
We respect your privacy, Kat. Is it too much to ask that you respect ours?
Come on, Bruno.
As Bruno follows her out, the view lowers to the snow globe under the bed. Daytime in the staff room, Isla changes the sign to read, 4 days till Christmas Eve.
I just need to ride this out until I'm 18 and I can get away from them.
Exactly. Kat, you deserve so much better.
They hug.
I have better.
Thank you.
Sorry for listening to me.
Always.
Oh, I'll come back.
No, it's okay. We're all good.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, it will be.
Isla looks from one to the other, then heads for the door.
I'm gonna go feed the reindeer.
We don't have
reindeer. Is there anything I can help with?
No, it's fine.
Even your ears look sad.
I'm okay, I promise.
You know what?
What are you doing? What is that?
This is an invite to a party.
Okay. This is to the Winter Garden Gala. This is the biggest event of the year. How do you have this?
If I know someone who knows someone, you could say.
I don't understand. Why are you giving this to me?
Well, I thought. Do you not want to go?
No, I'm sorry. This is really generous, and I'm not used to. I can't accept this.
Yes, you can. All right, it's a Christmas Eve party. There'll be music, animals, cheese.
Cheese. Well, then. Thank you. This is one of the nicest things anyone has ever done for me. Thanks.
Later, she shows the invitation to Isla as they walk downtown and stop outside a dress shop.
This is crazy! We can hang out together after the show. Because I just got hired to help with the costumes at the gala.
What? Isla, that's amazing! Congratulations!
Thank you. Even the invite smells like money.
I know. Exactly why I shouldn't go.
Hey, stop. You have more of a right to be there than anybody. His charity literally stands for everything you're about, animals and singing.
Okay, yeah, true, but I don't know. The event is for, like, a whole other world of people. A world where you wear dresses like that.
You would look amazing in that.
An emerald gown.
Not in this lifetime, though.
Who knows? You're due for a Christmas miracle.
All right, settle for a lock on my door.
I mean, a miracle would be better. I'm just saying.
Well, but seriously, what am I going to wear?
The steps try on gowns in their living room.
Why not?
Come here. Come tighten me, because if I'm not going to do this,
obviously, this one makes you look fat.
Well, I'm not. Remember, I can't. I hate every single dress.
From the looks of the dresses, they hate you, too.
Potatoes wear sacks better than you.
Oh, kindness, Joy, like your vlog.
I apologize. You have the perfect figure for a potato sack.
Thank you. Whoa, what's going on here?
Well, she's going to find out sooner or later. We've been invited to the Winter Garden Charity Gala.
We have?
No. We have.
Oh, look, she's so sad.
Don't cry in the dresses, they're not paid for yet.
Oh, kindness, ladies.
Poor girl, we only received 3 tickets, although I did everything in my power to try to get a 4th.
How did you get tickets?
Well, what do you think I do all day?
Troll the internet and or spray tan.
You know, speaking of tanning, you could use some color. You look like a fetus.
So small, can't even talk.
I slave away for this family trying to make ends meet.
Well, my father
Your
left
father?
Eight.
You think traipsing around the world saving manatees feeds a family? You're as pathetic as he was.
This is a no.
I'm saying no to that one. I already said to get this one out.
The staff room, 3 days till Christmas Eve.
Has anyone seen Kat? Where you been? Get to work!
Kat and Isla help Santa Nick hold babies for a picture, then they dance on stage. A boy poses with Santa, then Kat and Isla catch Mr. Mujiza dancing on stage.
Okay. Yeah.
Get back to work!
Children cry on Santa's knee, then Kat and Isla teach Mr. Mujiza to dance. A series of snapshots show the chemistry between Elf Kat and Santa Nick. Afterwards, in the staff room, Kat is touching up her elf makeup when Santa Nick arrives.
Is it me or do one of those kids smell like,
He had a lump of coal in his diaper?
Yeah. I appreciate Santa way more now than I did when I was a kid.
Oh, hey, your collar's a little wonky.
Oh.
No, here, may I?
Yeah.
Okay.
She fixes it for him.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I really felt like we've met before.
I mean,
I know Mr. Mujiza has his rules, but I'm gonna take off my beard.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And you're gonna take off your hat, your wig, and your cute little elf ears.
No. No, I mean, yeah, I'd like you to take off your whole thing. The Santa bit, not like everything. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, rule number one. Costumes equal magic.
Forget rule number one, all right? I want you to know the real me, and I want to know the real you.
Oh, God. Wait.
He takes off his hat and white wig, revealing wavy brown hair.
All right. I took off mine. Now you take off yours.
This is crazy.
She smiles sheepishly and takes off her pointy elf ears.
Oh, nice ears.
Be quiet. Okay, now you.
All right, here goes nothing.
He peels off his white mustache, then removes his fluffy white beard.
Oh my God. You're Dominic Wintergarten.
Yeah.
Okay, so you own all of...
My dad does, but hold on. Don't change the subject. It's your turn.
I can't. I don't want to get fired.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. You can't lose your job. I can.
Okay. Okay. You're right. It's just...
Okay, wait.
Yeah?
The gala. What about the gala? You're gonna go, right?
Yeah, I was planning on it.
Because you're Dominic Wintergarten. Yeah. What if we met there?
Like a blind date?
Yeah, like a blind date.
I want to kiss you.
They gaze into each other's eyes and lean toward each other, ready to kiss.
We're up! Or we can be up later. Oh my God, you're Dominic Wintergarden.
I'm gonna go feed the reindeer.
He leaves.
What is happening?
Do you want to be singing elves or toilet scrubbing elves? On stage now.
I need to hear everything.
They head for the stage. Kat arrives home at night, jotting in a notebook. Deirdre waits in the living room, nursing a glass of wine.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Hello, dear. You seem happy.
Huh? No, I'm not. I'm not. Where is everyone?
They're out. It's just us girls.
She pats the seat beside her on the couch.
Are you okay, Deirdre?
Mm-hmm. We never spend any time together.
Kat puts down her bag hesitantly and sits on the couch. Deirdre smiles broadly and points to the notebook.
You're writing a new song.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's not nothing. It's your dream, isn't it?
No.
Aren't dreams wonderful? I used to have dreams. Did you know that?
No.
I was a beautiful dancer when I was young. I was going to be a prima ballerina. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing.
I didn't always look like this. I was a swan. I had the best arabesque in New Mexico. And do you know what happened? Bunions. Bunions happened, ruining my beautiful dancer's feet. Look at them.
Oh, I am so sorry, Deirdre.
And I'll tell you something else, Missy. I was a true artist. And I can still recognize talent. And you, my dear, don't have it. So you should just keep that little job at Santaland, because that's all you're ever going to be. And this little song notebook, well, you might as well burn it, because it will never be more than a sad reminder of your unfulfilled dreams.
Mom, do I said I weigh more than my IQ?
You do.
She does.
I have a very slow IQ.
Yes, you do, dear. Yes, you do. Lovely chatting with you. Hmm?
In the daytime, Isla changes the sign to read, 2 days till Christmas Eve. Then she posts a holiday gram flyer on a cafe bulletin board. Kat arrives. They sit at a table with takeout coffee cups.
Hey, what's with the face?
Deirdre reminded me that I'll never amount to anything more than a minimum wage elf.
Your stepmom is a jealous old crone. She can't bear the fact that you have more talent in your big toe than she and her horrible daughters combined. And did she happen to see that elf hooking up with Dominic freaking Wintergarden yesterday? Cat, he was falling all over himself for you. This is epic. What did he say when he realized you were a Starbucks girl?
He didn't.
He didn't recognize you?
I didn't take off my wig.
Why? He probably would not have even remembered you from that.
Everyone remembers me from that. Yeah, thanks to Joy, I'm viral. I told him I'll see him at the gala. Isla, I like him. Like, I really, really like him. But when he finds out that I'm a sad little Starbucks girl who wears knockoff brands and gets bullied by her stepfamily, I don't know, won't ever want to see me again.
Okay, first of all, you make knockoffs look like couture. And second, once you turn 18, it's bye-bye bullies.
True.
Yeah. So let's stop moping. Now, I brought you here for a reason.
Very mysterious.
I, as you know, am a hopeless romantic. And when I see a love garden trying to blossom, I have to tend to its soil.
What are you talking about?
I'm the gardener of love, Kat. So I'm gonna need you to go to that gala and get you that man.
Deirdre would never let me go.
Don't tell her.
I have nothing to wear.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just moving some coffee.
Okay, you cannot have bought that green dress. It costs like a fortune.
I didn't buy it.
She presents a large gift-wrapped box.
I made it.
Kat finds an emerald green gown inside.
No, no, no crying. You're gonna make me start crying, stop. Hey!
They hug.
I love you.
You're gonna look so good in it!
Later. Dominic tidies the Santa area while Kat sweeps the stage.
You haven't talked much
today.
Are
we
okay?
I bet you almost kissed. Are you really gonna make me wait 2 more days until I see you in your human form?
I am.
Wow, you are one mean elf.
They exchange glances and smiles as he stuffs his hat, wig, and beard into a backpack. She comes down from the stage, pulls off her pointy ears, and tucks them into her bag.
Living on the edge, huh?
She sweeps half-heartedly.
So, how would your girlfriend feel about our almost kiss?
Girlfriend?
Come on, you're Dominic Wintergarden. Everyone knows you have, like, a bunch of Insta-girlfriends.
Insta-girlfriends?
Yeah.
Wow, is that what people think?
People are pretty quick to judge.
They always think they know who I'm dating, who I'm friends with. I don't even know who I'm friends with anymore.
That's tough. I guess I'm lucky to have Isla.
Yeah, we should all hang out together.
Yeah, we should.
They share a long look, then he glances at her while he continues cleaning up.
Is it me or just the holidays? 'Cause I've been feeling kinda strange. Maybe I'm just falling like the snow.
Warm blankets and mistletoe. Night's something I've been looking for. But maybe I'm just falling like the snow.
This isn't something I would normally do. But I guess the season's got me falling for you.
They dance amid merry-go-round horses.
All the toys, all the goodies
I left out.
All the treats, all the cookies for Santa. I wanted expensive things and diamond rings.
Santa brought me something that was much more true. I said all my wishes in a letter, but that Santa, he knew better, 'cause he brought me you.
Dancing around a park bench.
The North Pole got my Christmas list. Told me I'm no longer a little kid. So they're bringing me something different this year.
Ooh, and I can't lie, I thought they might. Santa's on his sleigh tonight, about to spread some love and Christmas cheer.
He sprinkles fake snow.
This isn't something I would normally do. But I guess the season's got me falling for you.
Dancing on the footbridge.
I asked for all the toys, all the goodies.
I left out all the treats, all the cookies for Santa. I wanted expensive things and diamond rings. But Santa brought me something that was much more true.
In a gazebo.
I sent all my wishes in a letter, but the Santa, he knew better, 'cause he brought me you.
He holds her as she glides through the air, alights on the ground, and lifts above his head. They hold each other and smile, then the screen fades to black. In the evening, Kat arrives home with a smile on her face and the gift box under her arm. She looks around cautiously as she heads for her room. Deirdre steps into a hallway, unobserved, drink in hand, and watches her. Kat arrives in her room to find Bruno waiting eagerly.
Bruno, there's my boy. An amazing day today, Bruno.
She sits on her bed and takes a look at the invitation.
I need some place to hide this. Someplace safe.
Bruno nuzzles his doggy bed.
You are such a smart dog. They would never think to look anywhere near your bed. Good boy.
She hides the card and box under his bed.
Good boy. Good boy.
She lies on her bed, stares at the ceiling, and sighs happily. In the morning, tucked in her bed covers, she awakens with a smile.
Good morning, Bruno.
She sees that Bruno is not in his bed, and his wheel cart is empty.
Bruno?
She goes to the living room in her pajamas and robe.
Bruno,
Deirdre is wearing a fancy dress.
Bruno, where are you?
You've been lying to us, Catherine.
Hi. Oh, you scared me. Why are you holding Bruno? And why are you up so early?
You've upset Mother.
Grace is wearing a fancy dress.
Hi. Did you guys choreograph this or something? Seriously, why is everyone dressed up?
So unfortunate, really. Just as we were becoming friends.
What are you talking about? Can you give me my dog?
First things first. Joy, we're ready. Oh, Kat.
She is wearing Kat's gown.
I love it. Such a thoughtful gift.
I mean, it's a little plain, but I can fix that. I think I'm going to name my next vlog after you. The Joy of Christmas Giving.
She poses and flaunts.
That's my dress. You have no right.
Whine and cry. Not really the holiday spirit, is it? Girls, can you excuse us? I need to talk to your stepsister.
I'm still waiting for my gift.
Grace takes Bruno and leaves with Joy.
I don't like being lied to.
Deirdre pulls out Kat's invitation.
That's my ticket. Can I have it back? Wait. Please, it was given to me.
Was it, or did you steal it?
No.
Deirdre burns it in a candle flame.
I'm sorry. It was wrong of me. I should have told you. Don't, please. How does it hurt you if I go to the gala?
You've hurt us by lying and being deceitful.
I know. I'm so sorry, Deirdre, but please. I never asked for anything. I want to go to the gala.
Oh, I'm sure you do. But if you care about your inheritance, you'll do exactly as I say. It's all so silly, really. Did you think the Winter Gardens would want you their gala? Look at you. All that earnest scribbling in your notebook. You're nothing but a dreamer, just like your father.
She drops the burning invitation into a pot.
Those dishes won't clean themselves.
Deirdre strides away, leaving Kat with tears in her eyes. Later, Kat lies on her bed, staring at the ceiling. She answers her cell phone. It is Isla.
Hey.
Good morning. Warm up that voice. You have a hologram to get to.
It wasn't on the schedule.
Don't worry. I covered you at work. Hey, hold on to that pole, please.
Isla, I need to tell you something.
I have to tell you something. It's at the Winter Garden Estate. Guys, hands to yourselves.
What? Why would Dominic do that?
Because he's obsessed with you and can't get enough of your cute little elf ears. Hey, you're gonna be fine. Plus, he probably just wants to hang out. But if he does want you to sing, you should do that Christmas song you've been working on, because it's amazing. You know, the one you sent me last week.
It's just, my steps just did something awful.
Tell me about it later. You're due at the estate in 20.
In the estate living room, Dominic is hanging out with his friends.
So, let me get this straight. You're into this Santa Land girl we've never met, even though Skylar, who can have anyone she wants.
Anyone, dude.
Is obsessed with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Is she at least hot?
Look, that's not the point. All right, I like her. She's funny, she's smart,
she's a dog, isn't she? What does she look like?
Dude, he said it's not the point. But no, for real, though. What does she look like?
I don't know. Like a sort of adorable little elf.
You're freaking me out, man.
And she's got one of the best voices I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, you know, Simon Cowell.
Okay, guys, she's here. Don't be jerks, okay?
We'll be on our best behavior.
Guys, I'm serious. Do not mess this up for me.
Bring on the singing elf.
You're so mature, Noah.
Oh, are you jealous of the singing elf, Sky? But yo, she's so jealous.
Dominic answers the door to Kat in her elf costume.
Hi.
Hi.
Ho, 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 holiday, Graham.
You are amazing.
What are we doing here? I mean, did you hire me for a singing, Graham?
I did. I wanted you to come over, and I didn't know if you would, so.
Oh, so you're stalking me.
Come in.
He takes her by the hand and leads her to the living room.
Wow, you really take Mr. Majeez's costume rule seriously, don't you?
Totally.
Come on.
This is beautiful.
Thanks.
Hey, I need to tell you something about my invitation. Oh.
She notices his friends staring.
You have company.
I want to introduce you to my friends. This is Noah, this is Jackson, this is Ashley, and that's Skylar. Guys, this is Cap.
What up?
I am. So are you gonna sing or something?
No, she's not here to sing.
Okay. Oh, why not? Dominic keeps telling us how amazing you are.
I think I should probably go.
Hey, Sky, you're scaring her. Don't be scared, Elfie. I'll sing with you.
Wait, honestly, man, it's not even funny.
I need to get in character here.
Jackson, stop.
Jackson pulls off her wig and she falls.
No, stop.
What the hell? What did you do, Jackson?
I didn't
touch her.
Are you okay?
Wait, hold up. Wait, I know you. Wait, isn't she a meme? Yo, it's Starbucks girl. What up, girl?
It is her. I'd recognize those shoes anywhere. Cover your Prada, everyone.
Well, shut up, Jackson. You too, Sky.
Dude, relax, I'm joking.
This ain't good.
Cat!
Dominic follows her to the door.
Please, I'm so sorry, all right? I just wanted you to meet them.
I bet you did. It must be fun playing rich people games, humiliating someone like me.
Cat, no, it's not like that.
I bet they loved it. Dominic Wintergarden hanging out with poor little Elfie in her knockoff shoes. God, I thought you liked me.
Wait, what are you talking about? No, I do like you. I just, look, I wanted you to meet my friends.
Well, I met them. You can keep them. Stay away from me, Dominic. I mean it.
She collects her things and storms out, leaving her notebook behind. He stands there, staring wistfully at the open door. At night, Kat sits on her bed against a background of twinkling lights that adorn her wall. She texts Isla, "Not going to the gala, don't feel like talking, call you later." She turns to Bruno, sitting attentively at her side.
Do you think I overreacted, Bruno?
He licks a photo of Santa Nick displayed on her phone.
Yeah, I do too.
Meanwhile, at the estate, Dominic leafs through Kat's notebook. His dad enters with a necktie in hand.
What do you think? Should I go with lighthearted Christmas plaid, or should I just do a tux?
I don't know. Whatever you think.
What's going on? You're not looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
All right, come on, talk to me.
Dad, I messed up.
It's a girl.
I think it's the girl.
It's the one you work with, isn't it?
Dad, she's amazing.
What's that you got?
Oh, this is her songwriting book. She left it when she ran out today. She's the most talented person I've ever met. She's smart, she's gorgeous, and Dad, she liked me before she knew I was a Wintergarden. I totally blew it.
You know what? I don't buy that. Whatever happened, we can fix it.
I don't think even you can fix this one.
In the daytime, the steps are dressed in their ball gowns. Joy lathers on deodorant. Deirdre's face is an unnatural orange tan color.
Voila! It's like a week in Ibiza.
You look like an Oompa Loompa.
Where's that horrible snow globe?
It's in my bag.
Don't forget it.
As they head to the living room, Joy grabs a tiara from Grace's hand.
No, I hit it first.
It doesn't matter what you wear. No one's going to be looking at you anyway. Can I please
try? It's mine. You have to earn tiara.
Kat arrives.
Well, look who decided to show up.
You know, some of us have a goal to attend.
Mom! That's my accent.
They put on fur wraps.
You need to put all that away. I don't want you tainting us with your bad energy.
How can I help you?
Zip up my dress. I'm waiting.
Joy wears the emerald gown, now adorned with extra bling.
It's not really working because of all the stuff you added.
Forget it. We need to
go.
Kat, have fun tonight. I've left you a list of a few things to do. The living room, the laundry, the dishes, the bathroom. Grace, get the tickets. I almost forgot. You can finish the Chinese food from last week. Enjoy a little you time.
Oh, my bag.
I got it.
Kat notices the snow globe in Joy's purse.
That's my snow globe.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
You stole it from my room?
Now, Catherine, your sister was just admiring it.
Why would you take it? You guys all knew how crazy I was going looking for it. You lied to me.
Give it back.
No, no, stop it, ow!
What a grinch! An ugly, mean little grinch.
Kat and Joy scuffle over the snowboard.
All of this for a worthless trinket.
Stop it, no, worthless to me!
The snow globe shatters on the floor.
All because you couldn't share. Clean it up.
Now it is worthless.
Grace looks on with a horrified expression, then hurries out after Joy and Deirdre. Kat retrieves the small bronze sculpture from a mess of splattered water, plastic snowflakes, and shattered glass.
Dad, what am I supposed to do?
Bruno rolls up as she sobs over the mess.
Hi. Bruno, it's been a really bad day. Bruno, what is it?
He leads her to an envelope on the floor that Grace dropped accidentally.
Bruno, what is this?
She reads the envelope.
Deirdre and Catherine Decker.
She reads the enclosed letter.
I look forward to seeing the two of you at the gala. You know what, Bruno? They can take my money. They can take my time. They can even take my green dress. But they can't take my name. Come on, Bruno. We've got a gala to go to.
The steps arrive in a lavish ballroom looking garish amid sophisticated guests. Grace gobbles up an appetizer, then puts some in her purse.
Pull it together, girls. We deserve this.
She glances at Grace.
Well, I deserve this.
Mother, I absolutely must find Dominic.
There's no accent, Joy, and we must find Mr. Wintergarden.
Oh, I found him!
The butler.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wintergarden. I'm charming to meet you.
Mom, I get to do the accent.
Trust me, Wintergarden won't be wearing a scarf, and nobody is doing an accent.
Isla and Kat climb a staircase leading backstage.
Isla, are you sure?
It's the perfect plan. Come on, I'll just walk you in with the performers, then you head into the party and find Dominic and Mr. Wintergarden. Clear your name, arrest the steps for impersonating you, and then we all have ourselves a merry old Christmas.
Yeah, you make it sound so easy. And why am I in my elf gear? Isn't that gonna make me stand out?
Ah, I don't think you need to worry about standing out.
A dressing room is full of costumed elves.
Oh, yeah.
The steps wander through the ballroom.
Charming to meet you. Oh, is that true?
Grace tastes an appetizer, then spits it into a napkin.
There he is. Claws out, pussycats. Time to go for the kill.
Oh, I would recognize you anywhere, my dear, dear Mr. Wintergarden. But I guess you wouldn't recognize me.
I'm sorry, do we know each other?
Well, you could say we're family.
Yeah. Charming! I'm charming to meet you.
No, I'm charming to meet you.
I'm sorry, I don't follow. Are you friends of Dominic's?
Well, if I were naughty, I'd say I'm his future mother-in-law.
Don't be wicked, Mulder. Rather.
You know what? Perhaps we could start again. I'm Terrence Wintergarden.
It's Deirdre. Deirdre Decker, Jason's widow.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I think you might remember this gorgeous girl, Terry. May I call you Terry? This is Catherine, Jason's beautiful daughter.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I really didn't recognize you. Look at you.
Sizing up Joy.
You're so tall, and you've got red hair.
We can dye it brown.
Weren't your eyes brown?
And contacts. Teenagers these days always wanting to change their looks.
Don't suppose you recognize me.
I do.
No, you don't. No, dear, you don't. This is Grace, my youngest.
Very nice to meet you, Grace.
I'm charming, Your Highness.
Yes, you are charming. And I'm not a highness. But Catherine, please tell me everything. Now, I have so many fond memories of you and your father. Do you remember any of those times?
Kat, honey, why don't you tell Mr. Wintergarden all the facts about Daddy that you love?
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you know Jason Decker?
No, there's no accent, dear. We travel so often, she sometimes slips into an accent.
Oh, rather.
Anyway, did you know Jason Decker?
Daddy?
Daddy, travel to the Earth's most remote locations to care for people in high-risk, high-altitude situations. But this American doctor didn't just save lives. Decker?
Daddy.
Oh. Daddy was also a keen photographer who took stunning pictures depicting everything from the light hitting an Antarctic iceberg to the misty Tanzawa mountain range in Japan.
Well, you know your facts. I suppose you miss him terribly?
Yes. Oh, yes, Dad, yes. I miss him, yes. Mm-hmm. Also, in addition to exploring some of the harshest topography in the world, Daddy, yes, I know Daddy, was also credited with helping shift the animal rights movement to a more utilitarian focus, including a focus on chickens.
That's enough.
Chickens!
That's enough, dear.
Please, Terry, continue.
I just wanted to say that I became very close with your father.
As he did with you.
And you know what? It breaks my heart when I heard that...
Oh, my gosh, stop it, Dominic.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
What's up, Mr. T? Hey,
no. Nick, this is Mrs. Decker.
Deirdre.
That's Jason's wife and her daughters, Grace and Catherine.
Call me Cat.
Wow, you're the second cat I've met this month. I actually invited my cat tonight, but I don't think that is happening.
Backstage.
So now we're backstage. When the performers go on, you follow one of the waiters into the party. Easy peasy. Yeah, piece of cake.
The ballroom. Oh,
I don't know if you remember, but you played together when you were... 4 or 5 years old.
You know, I think I remember playing doctor with you. Maybe we should play that game again.
No, I'm not sick.
I am. got a little something. I'll make an appointment, doctor.
Joy gives Noah an icy look, then beams at Dominic. Meanwhile, a stage manager stops Kat.
Ooh, hold up. Who are you?
I'm a singer.
She's late, is who she is.
What? Right now.
Isla directs Kat toward a kitchen.
Okay, follow them. Okay.
The stage manager calls her back.
Where do you think you're going? I have to go talk to Mr. Wintergarden.
Well, there's no performers allowed out front.
And I don't have my ears.
Get ears! I need ears here now, but do it on stage because we are ready to go.
The ballroom.
You sure we've never met? Because you look so familiar.
Oh, no. But giant pandas are an extinct species. Dung beetles are not. They eat on the feces of other animals.
Another fascinating tidbit she learned from Daddy.
Oh, isn't the show about to start, everyone?
Isla leads Kat around backstage.
1 minute to curtain! You have to get me out of here. I can't be on that stage when the curtain goes up. I don't know what I'm doing, and if the steps see me, it'll all be over.
Okay, just follow me. Follow me.
The stage manager redirects Kat.
No! All elves start on stage. Sorry, on stage. Go! Curtains up in 10 seconds!
Kat shuffles along with the other elves behind curtains onto the dark stage.
Sorry.
She hides behind a scenery prop while the others smile and take their places. The curtain goes up, stage lights come on, and the elves perform a Charleston-style dance number. Kat peeks out to see Dominic, his dad, and the steps amid the audience. Dancing elf turns the prop, and Kat is revealed to the audience. Attempting to dance along, she blunders awkwardly. Dominic watches her with a look of distress. The dancing elves take to the floor.
Oh, no, sorry.
Kat stands alone, then sinks down and tries to match their movements.
Mom, you stay here and keep them occupied. Do not let them leave. Forgive me, Terry. I have to tinkle.
Joy hooks arms with Dominic and his dad.
Look at us, just one big happy family.
Dad, I gotta go do something. I'll catch you later.
What? Dominic, wait, no, wait, Dominic, I'm coming!
Kat continues to flail around amid the dancing elves as they swing giant candy canes, spin them around, and toss them to each other. For backstage, Dominic comes across Skylar and Jackson lounging in a stairway with their phones out.
There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Hey, Skylar, I'll catch you later.
What's your hurry? I think I saw some mistletoe around here.
Yeah? Hey, Jackson, you two should go find it.
Is this about that little elf girl? You can't be serious, Nikki.
She's an elf. She's nowhere near my league.
You're right. She's not. But Skylar, you can always dream.
He walks away. On stage, Kat swings around with a girl elf.
What are you doing?
I'm losing my grip.
Don't let go!
Kat lets go. The girl crashes into a scenery prop and falls flat. The curtains close.
Oh, I am so, so sorry. You're right, I've done enough. Oh.
Isla arrives.
That was terrible. Oh, it was really bad. It was really bad, wasn't it?
You were fine, but did you see what your stepsister did to my dress? She's an animal.
Okay, I need to get out of here.
The stage manager arrives.
Stop right now. You were gonna go on for the Snow Queen.
What? Why me?
Well, because the original Snow Queen is unconscious, and you made her that way.
Oh, that's really bad. I'm so, so sorry.
You're a singer, right?
Oh, I can't. I won't be able to fit in the costume.
I have something for you. I made it after you told me what the steps did, and it's gonna make that green dress look like a dish towel.
Isla, this is insane.
This is your Christmas miracle.
You got this, Kat.
Your music deserves to be heard.
She's gonna do it.
Great. We need a dresser here!
Nope. Just like a holiday gram. Just like you're singing to a family. A family of hundreds of people.
Isla, I'll give them your track.
Deirdre charges around backstage.
Oh, ma'am, sorry. Authorized personnel only.
I'm a VIP. Where are you, Kat? I know you're in here somewhere.
Oh, you're a little old to be an elf. Come on out.
Hey.
I won't hurt you. I'll destroy you.
Dominic.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm a patron of the arts. I saw an elf that looked a little...
Excuse me. The stage manager hauls her out.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, don't you know who I am? Dominic!
Kat?
Behind the stage curtains, under soft light, Dominic finds Kat wearing a stunning white and powder blue sequin gown.
Wow. It's you.
They smile at each other.
It's me.
You made it.
You did too.
Well, it is my party.
No, I know. I just meant, I was afraid I was never gonna see you again.
I'm so sorry. I tried to find you, but I didn't even know your last name.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I ruined your show. I wanted to find you, and it was the only way to get in.
The ticket might have been easier.
I try to tell you, my stepmother burned it.
What? Who's your stepmother?
Hey! How dare you make a mockery of Terry's gala?
This would be her.
Get!
Wait.
I'm so sorry, Dominic.
Well,
you know this party crasher?
Suddenly, the curtains are up, and they are in the spotlight.
Hi, Mom!
Stage manager.
I hate to interrupt this little reunion, but we've got a show to do. I can't do this.
Yes, you can. You left your songbook at my house. It's... Your dad was right. You dreamed it. Now go be it.
Dominic, I hate to disagree
right,
with you,
well,
but...
don't. We'll deal with this later. Kat, you got this.
Okay, people, please.
As Dominic ushers Deirdre off stage, she gestures from her eyes to Kat's and whispers, "I'm watching you."
Hey, here's her music.
In the wings, Isla gives a flash drive to the stage manager. Alone in the spotlight, Kat looks out at an expectant audience. Then she caresses the brown sculpture, now attached to a bracelet she is wearing. She smiles to herself and raises her eyes. Dancers dressed as whimsical woodland creatures perform around her as she sings.
It's that time of year again, the time that I don't understand. Wishing I wasn't afraid, come so close. What's this holiday about? All this time I've been hiding out, wondering if I'll ever know. Tell me now, cause I don't understand. Help me out, cause I don't get it yet. This isn't how it's supposed to be. I wanna know what Christmas really means. All the love and joy I
She gazes at Dominic as fake snow begins to fall.
My Christmas spirit almost gone. When suddenly you came along, that's when I finally understood. Even when I feel alone, I'm with you when then I'm home. Finally feels like Christmas should. Now I think I understand. You helped me out and now I'm getting it. You show me how it's supposed to be. Now I know what Christmas really means. All the love and joy I got to see. Now it's
she lies back and the dancers transport her amid the audience.
No, I know why everybody loves Christmas. Why we keep waiting up for Santa. I know why we're falling for each other. It's the season. I know why everybody loves Christmas. Why everybody loves Christmas. Why we keep waiting up for Santa. I know why we're falling for each other. It's the season. I know why everybody loves Christmas.
Dancers return her to the stage and they all strike a pose. Grace applauds enthusiastically while Joy and Deirdre seethe and cross their arms. Kat bows her head and curtsies graciously before the appreciative audience. Afterwards, Dominic greets her as she arrives in the ballroom.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I want you to meet someone. Dad, this is Kat, girl from Santa Land I was telling you about.
Kat? You were remarkable.
Grace beams at her.
Hey, Kat.
Right, Kat, this is Kat.
Oh, that's so weird. Isn't that weird, Mom?
Her name isn't Kat. It's Joy. She's my stepsister. And that's Grace. And this is my stepmother, Deirdre. She scammed her way in here to try to take advantage of you. I'm Catherine Decker.
I hate to do this to you, Joy, but... What? Not you, Catherine, her.
Excuse me. May I?
Dominic's dad examines the sculpture attached to Kat's bracelet.
There's only two of these in the world.
I know.
I have the other one.
My father brought it back from the North Pole. He and his friend Harry found them on their expedition.
I am so sorry that I lost touch with your father. He was a true friend. An extraordinary man. Now you didn't care about me being a billionaire.
Is that billion with a B?
He gives Deirdre a sidelong look.
So you're Terry.
And you're Jason's Catherine. And there are those beautiful brown eyes.
You know, Terry, I can explain
Please,
all
stop
this.
Talking.
No, listen, listen. This is just a huge misunderstanding. I was trying to protect Catherine from any more pain. I've spent my life trying to protect her.
Like you protected her here?
Isla plays the vlog on her phone.
The Joy of Kindness walked right into this humiliating situation.
Fake news!
Shut up, Joy. Well, this has been a lovely reunion, but Kat has to get back to her real life now. Her father, I'm in charge of her inheritance, and well, Kat had so many expenses. So you see, there's nothing left for you to inherit.
Kat's eyes mist over while Deirdre sneers.
I guess it's a good thing I'm a billionaire.
And that is billion with a B.
You know, Kat, I can't guarantee that you're going to be a famous songwriter, but I can guarantee that you'll have a chance to chase your dreams. Don't worry about expenses anymore. It's the least I can do for your dad. First of all, I think you're going to need an apartment for yourself. Lord knows you're going to want to move.
Deirdre downs a glass of champagne.
I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Deirdre?
Yes, Terry. Mr. Wintergarden, sir?
I think it's time for you and your girls, Grace and Joy, is it?
My name is Catherine Decker.
Oh, shut up, Joy.
I think it's time you leave. Scott?
His assistant steps forward.
Yes, sir.
Would you please escort these ladies to the door?
With pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Tom, Your Highness.
off of me.
You'll live to regret this.
Oh, hey, what's up, dog?
Noah greets Joy and then recoils from Deirdre.
The party's beneath me.
Leaving so soon?
Kat, I am so sorry about what happened. My friends are such jerks, and I didn't do anything, and I promise that'll never happen again.
No, I'm so sorry. I completely overreacted. I just thought that someone like you might not be interested in someone like me.
Someone like you? You mean funny, kind, talented, gorgeous? Someone like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested. Really, really interested. Are you interested?
Yeah, I'm really interested.
The stage curtains open, revealing a DJ and guitarist.
DJ Soft Puppet?
Wait, that?
Come on, you didn't think I knew about your bands? Son, you have an excellent ear for talent. You're gonna make a great manager.
Wait, how did you get them?
That's what I do. You know what? I may be distracted from time to time. She'll always come first. Come here.
They share a hug.
Come on, go talk to your girl.
Thanks. Oh, and we have another family tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we get to choose a girl to dance with at the gala. And rumor has it, they fall in love.
You just made that up right now, didn't you?
Tradition's gotta start somewhere.
Let's go.
Kat narrates.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who loved Christmas. She wrote songs so beautiful they can make you cry or fall in love. She sang without any fear from her heart. With true friends and family, an amazing boyfriend, her future was filled with possibilities. And that girl is me.
They dance enthusiastically, then come together, gazing romantically. Kat puts her hand up to block the view as they kiss, fade to black. Credits also starring Barclay Hope, Garfield Wilson, Taz Van Rassel, Maddie Phillips, Trezzo Moora, Dijon Loyola, Kira Klassen, Scott Hislop, Bethany Brown, Robbie Segulum, David Olivares, and Capone. Fantasy dancers Justin Lopez, Dylan Ratzlaff, Kate Nelson, and Tessa Tamura. Choreographers Michelle Johnston and Scott Hislop. Copyright 2019 Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated, all rights reserved. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Warner Media company. www.warnerbros.com.
Like a child.